attractions and destinations. So natural attractions, like I said, historical landmarks. When you look at the old Victoria Terminal station, they're historical landmarks. They're lovely to look at, beautiful architecture. They become historical sites. Then natural attractions, be it the beaches or be it the zoo, or if it's a wildlife sanctuary, then the natural attraction naturally is the sanctuary. Then all these things add to the cultural element of it. So every place, like in Mumbai, you have cultural centers around. They contribute to the appeal of the region and the location. That is what attracts the tourist to your destination. Like I said, example of Goa. What was the main attraction of Goa? It was the old Portugal, Portugal historical sites which are there, the churches which were built there. The entire attraction was of the beaches. Now only the beaches are the main attraction, but when it started off, all these were showcased as unique experiences and things were built around them. Hospitality technology. See, hospitality started off with a book when, you used to have a check-in ledger when a person used to, guest used to come to your hotel, you used to write his name, everything. Then various technologies happened. Technology and software and hospitality industry had to adapt to every aspect. Today's technology is various kinds of software solutions which are available for every aspect. Then you have booking platforms, online booking platforms. The online travel agents never existed earlier. You have travel agents, you have to go to a travel agent. Now you have online travel booking platforms. You have mobile apps. Today hospitality has got food delivery. And many various types of tools which have come into being have now got into and enhanced the hospitality industry, enhanced the guest experience. And it works in different aspects. Artificial intelligence, the newest form of entry. The whole thing also helps. Everything in hospitality is based around customer service and experience. Customer service is in India, the motto is Atithi Devo Bhava, guest is God. So the customer revolves around the customer revolves the industry. The customer doesn't revolve around the industry. If your hospitality services are not that good in a particular tourist destination, then the tourist destination, your footfalls will keep falling. The destination will not be able to survive. So from personalized interactions to anticipating guest needs to ensuring that they have a wow factor. Satisfaction is the first corner step. From satisfaction, loyalty is built. Let's talk about the components of the tourism industry. Tour operators and tour agencies. They play a critical role in organizing, facilitating travel experiences. You know what their main role is. When you go to a tour operator or a travel agency, you're saying, I want to you may go and say, I want to go somewhere which I can do adventure tourism. Or you may go and say, I want to visit Kerala, please plan for me. So what are my interests will the tour operator ask me? Do I know about Kerala? And what are my interests? Is there specific destinations in mind or destinations he'll plan? Then he'll plan, how many days do I have to go for? So he'll plan a package. He'll plan where you're going, he'll plan where you're going to stay, what you see, where you require guiding tours, where you require transportation. He will do all your accommodation booking. He will also do your travel, flight bookings if it is flight. So everything will then the tour operator or travel agency do. So it's an important aspect. Now transportation is another aspect. But transportation do not only involve the tour operators. Transportation also involved involvement of governments are there. Let's take, for example, destination in terms of newer destination, Ayodhya, for example. Because the temple was being built in Ayodhya, the need for transportation arose. So government built a new railway station, which wasn't existing, created an airport, which wasn't existing. Cruise lines, though, don't go there, so but cruise lines as well. Buses is from within the state or from different states to go, depending on, you know, affordability of people's. Then they bought in, tourist guides, they bought in car rental agencies. So mode of transportations, and in order to create a destination is very important. If those are not created, then the destination doesn't survive. So all the transportation modes are a part of transportation, including cruise liners, which is, you know, goes both ways. Then not only modes of transportation, you can get, temple is being created, you can get the person there, but you require accommodation. And accommodation has to be of different levels, so you require star hotels for people who can afford it. Homestays, you require motels, you require hostels, you require everything. So that's the kind of, aspects which I mean. Then you also need to create attractions, then destination. So like I said, the major attraction for Ayodhya is the Ram Temple. But there are other landmarks, the natural wonders of the ghats there, there's the cultural sites, the historical monuments, you can create guided tours, a recreational area where people can go and enjoy themselves. But destination for a person to draw itself into a unique experience, every destination is different. Every destination brings out its own cultural insights. Every destination has different ways of relaxation. So if you go to Rajasthan, for example, you could be either in a desert or you could be in the Aravallis, both at the same time. Not at the same time, at different times, but both insights are there. You have, in Rajasthan, you have the cultural insights of the Maharajas and the Rajas. You have various ways of relaxation, various adventures, including wildlife adventures are available in Rajasthan. So different tourism destinations create different attractions. One of the most important key sectors is hospitality and food service. A person going to a destination requires restaurants, requires pubs, requires bars, requires catering establishments, has to eat, food, relax, socialize. And requires entertainment also. So different kinds of events. There's a whole different event created in different areas. In Goa, for example, there's the February Fest, which is an event. It's a festival. We had the World Cup, which was recently held in India. That was on its own. So entertainment, event organizers, venues, the performers in different hotels have performances also in their hotels. Some don't. Some tie up with various venues. So vibrant cultural aspect and bringing out the cultural aspect from the local culture into the realm of your customer is a very important aspect. But the most important is infrastructure needs to be there. The infrastructure, airports, modes of transport, roads have to be good, highways, approachability, getting there, public transportation system. Information center for a tourist is very important. Complaint center for a tourist also is very important. All these are required to enhance a tourist When you come to ecotourism and adventure tourism, adventure tourism, it's focused mainly on outdoor activities, where you have different adventures. You can have river rafting adventures when you're going to sites, or you can have wildlife adventures when you're going into wildlife sanctuaries, and etc. The huge amounts. You can go hiking. You can be camping. I mean, you go to Rajasthan, you know, where there's a desert activities which happen there. You have the ecotourism, who are very economic, eco-friendly people. They're very conscious, and they use responsible travel experiences. So you have to create those aspects around it. Hospitality and the customer experience. Customer experience is the single most important aspect. There is nothing else which is more important than customer. Atithi Devo Bhava. You have to take care of the needs of the guest. He has to go satisfied. He has to have a pleasant experience. He has to be, and this whole thing is fundamental to hospitality. He should like the place he's staying. He should be comfortable with the people, and he should find the environmental safe and harmonious. Basically, that is what it is. And hospitality industry is using various tools also to ensure that. The main thing is, what is the main aspect? Prompt. You have to be prompt. You have to be responsive. You have to respond to the customer. Take his feedback. You have to inform the guests of what is happening around. You have to tell them what you're going to do, what you're not going to do. You have to be personalized. You have to personalize aspects for him. You have to deal with him personally. And you have to make effective use of technology. So digital trends in hospitality industries, personalized marketing. So let's look at digital. So digital has moved, hospitality industry has moved from your basic softwares to moving into advanced aspects. From AI, which is artificial intelligence, to Internet of Things, to virtual reality. All these aspects are now being incorporated in the hospitality. So one is for sale. What is for sale? Personalized marketing. Now, personalized marketing, you can pinpoint with the help of AI what the person needs, and you can then and effectively transfer your message to them. The second, in terms of services, smart rooms. What does smart rooms do? Integrated AI, its core aspects. You can control everything from that. So guest can control everything using his voice. You can generate content, encouraging guests to share their feedback. That helps you improve. One of the first thing which the hospitality industry and the tourism industry was mobile check-in and check-out. Mobile check-in was first adopted with airlines. But the hospitality also adopted it. And you can check out also virtually now. The other aspect also which was adopted right early was loyalty programs. And you're offering incentives, especially over a chain of hotels. Incentives to stay in your different hotels. And the most important aspect is feedback. Communication channels. So technology allows you to speak to guests non-stop. And communicate and get feedback and improve yourself and your services. Then another aspect is with your staff and your within yourself. Technology gives you quicker and better methods of training staff. So, and you can train staff in diverse aspects. So technology gives you quality trainings in aspects. Helps you sustain practices. So sustainability practices, eco-friendly practices. Today you have an ESTP where you can use reuse water for plant for your plants around your aspect. Sorry. Technology also enhances the local experience of a guest. It also helps in planning transportation, accommodation. I mean, today you have these apps which can help in everything. Social, cultural impact of hospitality and tourism. Cultural exchange and understanding. This is one of the most important aspects. Person comes from a different country into your country. Tourism facilitates, you know, what it does, it brings one culture and another culture together. Now, what does that do? That allows a fair exchange of ideas, a fair exchange of backgrounds, allows the tourist to immerse itself in the local cultures, traditions, customs, and brings about empathy and respect. It helps in preserving cultural heritages. I mean, if people wouldn't visit landmark sites, heritage sites, then there is no incentive to preserve them, to keep them that way. The biggest example of heritage tourism is Rajasthan. Entire Rajasthan, if you go through, all the forts, all the various palaces are being kept and they're generating revenue and they've been maintained, and for that aspect only. So cultural heritage is preserved. Then hospitality and tourism is a celebration diversity naturally, because you're bringing in different cultural identities, languages. Where I mean, person comes from Italy and never eaten Indian food, different cuisines, he gets to try arts, the handicrafts in different places. All those experiences are a part of hospitality. The most important aspect of that is community development. Now, tourism not only spurs economic growth in the particular area, but also develops the community around it. So it creates different businesses around it. So somebody starts a shop, a business, which is selling handicrafts of the local area. So it's creating that business. So people who are coming into the hotel are also traveling around those aspects. So it creates infrastructure, development. Because there are people coming, then education becomes an important aspect. And obviously, healthcare and social welfare are also impacted by hospitality. Cultural revitalization and innovation. Revitalization of the culture. Lots of old performing arts. The tribal dances. If you go into Nagaland Andaman and Nicobar Islands, the whole artisan culture comes back into force. The talent gets showcased by tourism. And obviously, social cohesion and integration is an aspect which happens. The challenges of cultural commodification is plenty. And it's the danger. And there has to be a balance which has to be maintained. Because what happens is, then, you know, a lot of fake cultural aspects also come in. The authenticity concerns then come into it. Is this authentic dance of a particular region? Or is it just a commercialized dance? You're just doing it because... And the whole aspect of cultural appropriation and commercialization adds a certain... level of integrity to it. So that's very challenging, because if it goes haywire, then you have a lot of things. You have a lot of these tourist guides who give you wrong information or just trying to bulldoze in. So it requires careful planning, thoughtful planning, and community engagement, teaching people, sustaining management practices. Cultural sensitivity is very important. You don't know, a guest would become insensitive to a particular aspect. So you have to train. You have to create awareness. You have to create ethical guidelines. ski environmental consideration. Hospitality industry is the biggest abuser of environment. It uses energy in mass. It uses water in mass. It generates waste, creates pollutants. So, energy efficiency is one very environmental thing which I have. So, energy has become efficient over a period of time. From your normal bulbs, you now move to LEDs. So, you have to implement those aspects. From your normal powers, hospitality, some hospitality hotels have moved into solar power. Smart thermostats, switching off ACs when they are not required. So there are lots of ways to reduce energy consumption. But always remember, how much ever we reduce, we are also the highest consumers and will remain the highest consumer energy. Right from heating, cooling, lighting, it takes a lot of energy to run and various facilities. But you've got to find ways of reducing consumption. Water consumption. Now, this is one of the most important. Like I said earlier also, there are a lot of aspects to water consumption. Like I said, the ESTP. Now, what do you do is you use the grey water which is available. You cycle it through an ESTP, electronic STP, and you use that water in your plants. You do rainwater harvesting. You use taps and technologies which are available now, which will reduce the flow of water. Those things are very important, and they are expensive to do also. Waste management. Now, in waste management, there's a lot of food wastage. Packaging to people wasting food. So, there are a lot of aspects to it. And one is recycling as much as you can. And ensuring all the products which you are using, if they are recyclable material, go back to a recycling plant. That is one of the most important aspects. People forget to do that. All the surplus food, donating it. Ensuring that you have the minimum footprint in terms of waste. And the other aspect is sustainable purchasing. What that means is choosing products which are eco-friendly, which reduce your carbon footprint. Using more organic food items. Using more environmental friendly cleaning agents. Using recyclable plastic, for example. So there are many things for your purchasing situation. Now transportation. Now transportation uses gas, petrol, diesel, pollutes the air. So what do you do as a hospitality? You encourage using of public transportation, offer shuttle services. Two guests are going to the airport. And they require a car, suggesting to them that they can carpool. But today, you can also use electrical vehicles. That also helps mitigate the environmental impact of transportation. Biodiversity conversion. Tourism can have an adverse effect on local ecosystem. Wildlife habitat. And can destroy and pollute a place. So you have to ensure that you train your staff. You ensure that you are taking initiatives for cleaning in various aspects. Ensure that there is no wastage which happens. People don't throw things. You have to take care of your biodiversity around you. So sustainable practices have to be made. Community engagement, very important aspect. You have to engage the community, the culture. People from the area, you are, give you an example of Rajasthan. And Rajasthani, each area is different. So I'll give you an example of a particular hotel called Devgarh Mahal, which is in Rajasthan. Now it's in a village. a lot of heritage sites around you, but it's in a village. Now, in that village, you've got to engage with the community. You have to promote the local businesses, you have to support them. You hire locally. Now, when tourists come, you have to ensure that its impact is there and the culture is promoted off the village. So you have to involve the community and engage with the local communities. You have to help them also move forward with you. Education and awareness are one of the most important aspects. You have to educate staff. You will not only have to educate staff and guests, but you also have to educate the local environment, the locality. So importance of environmental conservation, sustainable practices, very, very important aspects. You have to engage everyone around you, because that will promote sustainable tourism practices. So in this chapter, what have we learned? The key points. Hospitality is a guest-centric service. Hospitality and tourism has an economic impact. It is diverse. It promotes cultural exchange. Technology integration is an important aspect which enhances guest experience, overall efficiency of the industry. It creates an environmental impact. With that, I would like to thank you very much.